Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. The upcoming Bad Axe City Council meeting, scheduled for Monday, May 20th, will mark the final day for submitting letters of interest for the open board seat vacated by Councilmember Richard Peterson's recent resignation. The agenda for Monday's meeting includes the approval of minutes from the previous session, public discussion, and several key items of business. Among these are the potential reappointment of Katie Escow to the Library Board, adjustments to summer hours for City Hall, and outlining the process for appointing a new council member. Furthermore, the Finance Committee will present recommendations which encompass approving funds for the Bad Axe Police Department's requirements, securing vehicle detailing services, acquiring a spectrometer, renewing insurance coverage, and authorizing payment of bills totaling $63,363. The meeting, scheduled for 6:30 p.m., aims to address community concerns and encourages residents and stakeholders to actively participate in shaping the future of our vibrant city. During National Police Week, which runs from Sunday, May 12th to Saturday, May 18th, we honor the vital role of law enforcement. Initiated by President John F. Kennedy in 1962, this week commemorates their service, with May 15th designated as Peace Officers Memorial Day. Let's thank our Uniform Service Division deputies and local law enforcement for their dedication to our community. Here are simple ways to show appreciation. Email your local department, sheriff's office, or state police branch. Send a text message to an officer or their family. Consider providing a meal. Use social media to inspire gratitude. Involve children in writing notes of thanks. Express gratitude directly during errands. And drop off a gesture of appreciation. Let's unite in thanking our officers for their tireless commitment to keeping our community safe. And we'll be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Former Michigan star quarterback Denard Robinson is no longer part of Sharon Moore's coaching staff, school spokesman David Abloff confirmed. Robinson was arrested for driving while intoxicated after he was in a single car accident on April 15th at 3:05 a.m., according to Ann Arbor police spokesman Chris Page. The case has been submitted to the city attorney's office and is currently pending review, according to Page. Robinson declined to comment on Tuesday. Former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh hired Robinson in 2022 as assistant director of player personnel, and Moore retained him. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have agreed to hold two campaign debates on June 27th, hosted by CNN, and on September 10th, hosted by ABC. CNN says its debate will be held in its Atlanta studios and no audience will be present. The Democratic president earlier Wednesday announced he won't participate in fall presidential debates sponsored by the nonpartisan commission that's organized them for more than three decades. Biden proposed two debates with the Republican ex-president, excluding third-party candidates. Trump says, "Let's get ready to rumble." CNN holds open the door to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s participation if he or any other third-party candidate meets polling and ballot access requirements. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Wednesday, May 15th of 2024. Maurice Oscar Haig, age 79 of Gagetown, passed away on Sunday, May the 12th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital of Bad Axe. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by the Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home of Sebring. You can share a memory with Maurice Haig's family online at jmfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.